the expected value of the binomial distribution. We have introduced a binomial distribution. It has a probability distribution function or probability mass function given as p of t is n choose 2 multiplied by p to the t times 1 minus p to the n minus t, where t is binomially distributed with n trials and a probability p for each trial. An important aspect of a probability distribution is the expected value. So what is the expected value of t when t is binomially distributed? We can start by looking at the case of a single Bernoulli trial, n equals 1. So we have, in effect, a binomial distribution p1 and p, where p is the success probability and 1 is the number of trials. Now, the expected value is given by this formula. For each possible value of x, we multiply x by the probability that the stochastic x is equal to x, and then we sum over all possible values x. So for the Bernoulli trial, we have two outcomes, success and failure. When we look at the binomially distributed value x, we count the number of successes. So success gives x equals 1, failure gives x equals 0, this column. And the probability is p and 1 minus p, respectively. And I use p prime here to denote the probability of a given row. So that's either p or 1 minus p. If we multiply the probability by the value of x, we get either 1 times p is p, or 0 times something, which is 0. Adding the rows, we get p. So we get equal to p there. So that's the single Bernoulli trial. Now let's look at the general case, some larger n. So we have a binomially distributed variable. I call that y. That's the result of n independent Bernoulli trials. So we can write y as the sum x1 plus x2 up to xn. And each xi has the distribution that we discussed in the previous slide, and every xi is independent. Now there is a general result for independent variables xi, which say that the expected value of the sum is equal to the sum of the expected values. So that is n times the expected value that we found on the previous slide, so we get m times p. So that concludes the derivation of the expected value. If you have a binomial distribution, the expected value is n times p. A little exercise for you. Send a 1024-bit word over the BSE with a bit error probability of 0.03. What is the expected number of bit errors in the received word? Good luck.